This is Donnelly, Reel 9. Now, one thing we missed out, and it's probably my fault, is that we missed out when you got awarded the military medal, and I think it's worth having a full account of how you won the medal, if you could set the scene and then take us through in as much detail as you remember.
Mm-hmm. Well, our infantry were being held up in this wood, and thanks to also they went into it, but they'd been held up by machine gun posts and suddenly heavy casualties.
Now, whereabouts was this?
In near Duckstead in Germany. And we were sent up, a troop sent up, of course we only had our leading tank, but the troop near behind them, two others behind them. But they could do nothing because the trees were said you couldn't get off the track, means the one tank could do it. So we went up towards this half crossroad, cross track anyway. I was hit by a bazooka, and the guys have blew off my muck board, with the hell's up, and hit three of my feet. So the arm went to duck, and then told the driver to stop. And I said, well, to the club gun out there, you can see the load them, fired at that cross track. You see, we couldn't see them moving, but fire, and let them know we're here. So he fired and fired, and then another one hit the turret. And that's it. I thought we were going to go right through, but it hit the gun. And the 75mm gun was a reaction to the visa.
What was it like when a bazooka hit the turret like that?
Well, I mean, you just see the big flash. That was it. I mean, you didn't know what was hitting. But when the thing peered off, you see the turret, but the tank was askew, the gun. So
was there much blast? I mean, did it knock you about?
No, it didn't. It was effect hitting the front of the turret. So I told the driver it reversed about 20 yards. And it stopped, the fire stopped, which made me realize it was only infantry in front there because there was nothing other than a bazooka. And you've got to see where you were firing the bazooka. And I think they were just actually locking them up and taking a chance, you know, knowing it was only 20 yards, maybe 30 yards away. So
was there any small arms fire as well?
Well, there was some small arms fire, but I mean, the hit was going over the place. And it was I was told to go forward again and try to get this cleared up, so I went forward, and as I say, when the gun was knocked out, then I seen the infantry and the trenches. So I was up, and all we had was hand grenades in a wee box. So I got the hand grenades up, and I lobbed them into the trench, and then they started to run, so I had the Sten gun with Thomas machine gun on, and we started to shoot at them.
So you were doing this from the turret?
I just stepped out the turret, because I couldn't get it. So, I mean, I could have been shot just as easy. I mean, you didn't think about it until you're just firing away. And the other tanks sitting behind couldn't do nothing, because they couldn't get past me, they couldn't get fired past me. So,
was your gunner firing as well, his machine gun, or could he not get the...
Both the turret machine gun, that was out. The young lad underneath could fire his machine gun.
But the turret gun was out.
Both out. So, that... cleared it up, and then everything was quiet after that. So I withdrew, and we came back at night. I thought nothing more about it. And then the colonel came up himself. Congratulations, Donnelly said, was just had gone through from his divisional headquarters. He'd been awarded the major award from the Medal Medal for what he did this afternoon. And I was amazed. I mean, so he gave me a little ribbon to put on the ribbon. And then we got to Berlin. We went to the sports
parts, yeah.
Olympic sports parts, and I got my medal from Montgomery.
How was that? What was the parade like, and how did you feel?
The full division was on parade, and there was about all lined up, and I've got a photograph of this one. And then there was three young officers, infantry officers, and myself. They got the MC, and I got the medal. He used to go out in front of Monty, and then said to me, he said, well, son, congratulations. He said, I take it you'll be staying on the army. I said, no, sir, you'll be very pleased. I said, no, sir, I'm a territorial, you know, servant. Ah, just think it over.
Now, the other thing we might talk about is you're very much connected with the Regimental Association, the Fife and Four Fife.
Well, I see, when I came out, I was sergeant major for school. I resigned in 1962. And then they had an association, and I joined the association, and we have dinners every year. And I'm local secretary for Kikori.
Is that very important to you? I mean, I know you didn't serve with them in wartime much,
I felt a fraud going up to join them, because I joined the Fife Prophet before, and then after the war as well, so the connection with the Fife was still good, although my war was more or less for the first time, first of all, that was.
Did Did you join the First Royal Tank Regiment Association? Did they have one, or did?
Yes, and I go down every year to the association. That's where I meet Conky Harland with Stowe. And at Conky, I'll be sure about later on, but to give it, give him the, when he was, he got right up in the tank general, and he said he got a VCM in Egypt, and he said he went through all the war. He said when war was the peace was declared in, when we were up at the outside Hamburg, he said, I looked around at me, he said, I couldn't see any that I'd known for any length of time other than one sergeant who'd been together from an army. Now that takes a lot of doing because there wouldn't have been many officers and troops that went through the war that needed to go with it.
And you're still in touch with Harland?
Yes, why? Cocaine and Cron. Nice guy that he was, a very good soldier. And although I was in front, I mean, I had no trouble at all. I knew he was at the back of the team, Mr. Clark. Very good.
Thank you very much.